Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is called Stolen Wisdom. Now, of course, we know we're not supposed to steal anything, but we're not really stealing here in the way that the Torah does not allow us to steal, but rather we are taking a certain amount of wisdom from someone who actually does steal, but we're going to use that wisdom in a Torah way. Rav Zusha from Anapoli, a great tzaddik who lived about 250 years ago, said, I learned seven things from a ganav, from a thief. Now, we know that a thief is doing something against the Torah, really against the Torah. But, nevertheless, we can learn certain things from a thief, not about stealing things and doing things against the Torah, but about how to use certain ideas. It uses in a way that is good. And Rabbi Zusha from Anapoli said, here are the seven things I learned from a thief. One, what he does, he keeps to himself. In other words, a thief is very quiet about what he does. If he tells everybody he's going to steal something, then he'll be caught. Now, how can we use this in Torah mitzvahs? This is perhaps the idea of being humble. When we learn Torah and we do mitzvahs, we don't tell everybody, look what I did. I learned so much Mishnayos, or I learned so much, many psukim, or I learned so many lines of Tanya. And the same thing when we do a mitzvah. We don't brag and say, look, look, you know, at my tzitzis. Look, look at my lighting of Shabbos candles. Look, look at my giving tzedakah. No, it's better to be humble and to be modest. Number two, he's willing to take risks to achieve his goal. A thief is taking a lot of risks. He could end up in jail. Now, of course, we don't want to be like a thief and steal things, but the idea of being willing to risk something is important for us too. For example, a person might say, well, I don't really know if I'm going to have enough money to give a tenth for tzedakah. Let's say I earn $10 and I know I want to buy certain toys. And I think, well, you know, if I give tzedakah, I won't have enough for this or that toy, maybe. No, we take a risk. Can we do the mitzvah of giving tzedakah? Or we do the risk of learning extra or whatever it is, even though we might not have time for this or for that pleasurable, personal, enjoyable thing. But we do it. Or another case, to try to save somebody's life. Let's say we see a Jewish person in danger. We might even feel that we should risk our life to save them, depending on the situation. This is a deep idea with a lot of details, but there is such a thing as putting ourselves in danger to help somebody else. And sometimes it's the right thing to do. Number three, the thief does not distinguish between major and minor things. He takes equally special, careful consideration of each and every detail. That is, sometimes we say, well, this or that is not that important. I'm not going to pay attention to it. But a thief has to pay attention to every detail. If he's not careful with every detail, he'll get caught. Now, of course, we're not trying to be like a thief to steal something. But when it comes to Torah mitzvahs or being considerate of another person or kind, we have to try to pay attention to every single detail. Let's say that we're giving some person who doesn't have enough money for a Yom Tov meal, we're giving them a meal. And we take the meal from our kitchen and, you know, we bring it to their home. And let's say we don't want to tell them that we're giving them meals, so we might just leave it at the door for them as an anonymous gift, and so they shouldn't be embarrassed. But if we forget that there's squirrels that run around on their front porch and the squirrels are going to eat the meal, and then they're not going to get it. So you might say, well, it's a little detail. I forgot about the squirrels. Oh, no, we have to be very, very careful. We have to think about it. If we don't think about every detail, then we might not be able to complete the mitzvah. The same thing with our learning. You might say, this or that word in the pasuk. So I learned most of the pasuk. There might be something very, very important. And, of course, there always is something very important in every word. The same thing with davening. Everything is important in the davening. So just like the thief has to pay attention to every detail, so too, in our serving Hashem, we should try to be careful with every detail. Number four, he puts great effort into what he does. The thief puts tremendous effort into his work of trying to steal successfully and not get caught. Of course, we shouldn't steal anything, but the idea of putting great effort into every detail of our serving of Hashem, or being good and kind and helping others, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, doing somebody a favor, yes, we should put great effort into it. Number five, the thief is quick. If the thief is slow, he'll get caught. He has to do his job of stealing, chas v'shalom, and be quick and finish and escape. So sweet too, when it comes to mitzvahs, we have to be zrizen. We have to be quick. Doing mitzvahs, the Torah says, should be done with zrizus, not fast so you don't pay attention and so that you are not careful, but to be quick to do it. That's Avram Avinu. As soon as he heard that he had to bring his son Yitzchak for a carbon, quick, he got up early in the morning to do it. We also should be quick as soon as we have a chance to do a mitzvah, like it says about the mitzvahs for the first part of the morning, that as soon as we wake up, we should right away some of the ani, and right away, after that, wash your hands and go right out of bed to start our day, to serve Hashem. Number six, the thief is always optimistic. He's always hoping that he'll succeed. Many thieves try to do things that are almost impossible. Sometimes they succeed. Part of why they succeed is because they are very optimistic. They think, oh, yes, I'll be able to accomplish this. Now, of course, we don't want to imitate the idea of stealing, but the idea of being optimistic and feeling that, yes, I can accomplish this. I can accomplish this mitzvah. I can accomplish this learning of Torah. I can learn this entire parak, or I can give such and such amount of tzedakah, even though it's a large amount, or do a lot of goodness and kindness, so forth. Yeah, we should be optimistic. We should set our goals high, not too high, but we should set them high enough that we should really, really push. And finally, if at first the thief fails, he comes back again and again to keep trying. As we know, that once a person starts stealing, unfortunately, he's likely to try again and try again and try again. Of course, we don't want to be ever stealing something in a way which is against the Torah. But if we make a resolution to learn a whole parak of Torah by the end of the month or the end of the week, and we don't quite make it, so we shouldn't be discouraged and say, oh, I better not set any more goals. Oh, try again. Next month, next week, try again. And have this attitude, I'm going to keep trying until it succeeds. And this way, Rabbi Zusha from Monopoly said, we can learn seven things from a thief, and everything that a Jew sees and hears is to teach him or her a lesson in serving Hashem and in serving Hashem better today than we served him yesterday. And hopefully with this type of attitude, we will bring Mashiach even quicker than anyone would expect. Hopefully today, and hopefully now. Thank you for joining the story of the day.